Right, so that's idealism. The other kind here is what he calls stoicism. He says this is another form of dualism. So the Stoics also believe that there's a kind of physical reality and a mental or spiritual reality. The Stoics, however, tend to be moralistic, right? He says that the Stoic says that in this world you can't help the circumstances of your life, but instead of fighting against the circumstances, what you ought to do is just kind of go with the flow. And that's the Stoic kind of approach. Whatever is happening to you in this world, you must accept it and be a stalwart about it, have a stiff upper lip, and kind of go take what life gives you, right? Accept the things that you can't change, and don't worry about them, and then change the things you can is kind of the Stoic mantra.
That's right. Yeah. So the idealist says that reason, ideas, and ideal forms are outside the world. The Stoic says that reason flows through the things of this world. And in both cases, you have this dualism, a physical reality and a rational or ideal or spiritual or mental reality as well. And in our interview with Brett Laird, our pastor, he talked about talking to a young person that, was interested in Stoicism, and I think we do see a reoccurrence of Stoicism coming back into culture, especially for those who are maybe not fully religious or spiritual from 1980s, 1990s type of definition, but looking at a way to not kick off all traditional moral values, but while still maintaining kind of a secularist, like I'm okay with religion as long as it's not beating me over the head, but I still need a way to deal with the harshness of reality and also accept the thing. It's the mantra of the prayer, allow me to accept the things I cannot change and the ability to know the difference. So it's taking that kind of secular religious approach almost. And so that's something that we can tie in there as well.